My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole, who represents the Sooner State's 4th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about the latest effort by House Republicans to move forward on the Keystone Pipeline from Canada all the way down to the Gulf Coast. The president has rejected previous attempts based on a contention that there's not been enough time to study the environmental impact of the proposed route of the pipeline, and now the Canadian company has come up with this new plan. The president has previously allowed for the pipeline to be constructed from Oklahoma down to the Gulf Coast. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
So your state's obviously right at the epicenter of this whole debate with kind of the linchpin being in your state. Let's talk about where this lies right now. We know that with the payroll tax bill that came at the end of last year, it gave the president 60 days, essentially, to make a decision. He didn't take nearly that long to reject it. So now House Republicans have included it in the transportation bill. Why was that the chosen vehicle?
Well, I think, first, it's a vehicle that quite often attracts bipartisan support. And this is an issue that, honestly, a lot of Democrats agree with us on. Clearly, a lot of the labor unions are extremely supportive of this because it's going to provide a lot of jobs. There are a lot of energy state Democrats as well that understand the wisdom of giving the country this kind of infrastructure. And frankly, we'd rather transport oil, if you will, by pipelines than on the road system and by rail and other mechanisms. So it made a lot of sense, and it provided us an opportunity to keep the pressure on. I think this is one where the president is on the wrong side of public opinion, and we're on the right side, and a lot of Democrats are recognizing that and beginning to shift our way. So, again, it's a good issue for us to play offense on, but more importantly, it's the right thing to do for the country in terms of jobs and energy security.
Well, you did get the two-thirds that you needed, I believe, on this bill. Was it 69 Democrats that came over and voted in favor of the transportation bill with the Keystone Pipeline included? What's the likely fate of this now in the Senate and beyond?
Well, it took the president personally lobbying the Senate last time this issue was up to keep us from getting to the 60 votes required in the Senate. So you have all the Republicans, essentially. And quite a few of the Democrats. And look, I think pressure on this issue is only going to mount with rising gasoline prices and the sluggish economy. People understand job creation. People understand the importance of keeping the country energy independent. And they look at the volatility overseas, and we've got Iran threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. We've got oil supplies in a neighboring nation that happens to be about as close a friend as we have in the world that would never blackmail us, that is an ally and somebody we share a lot in common with, to not move ahead quickly and develop that is ridiculous. Not to mention, you can run pipelines in more than one direction. We can either run one to the United States, or the Canadians can get tired of waiting on us and say, look, there's other people in the world that are very interested in this resource, including the Chinese. We'll just pipe it over to Vancouver and ship it out that way. And what a tragedy that would be for our country.
Ultimately, do you think the president's going to relent on this, whether over pressure from other Democrats or because he can see the public opinion on this? How do you think it's ultimately going to
work out?
Well,
I hope he will, and I think he ultimately will. I think the real question is simply a political one as opposed to a policy one. Does he do it now, or does he wait until after the election? I just think the merits of this are so incredibly strong. And again, pipelines are not unique technology. I mean, Oklahoma is crisscrossed with pipelines. They were running oil from Alaska right now through a long pipeline through Canada, by the way, and into the United States. So this is not technology that we don't know how to do. This has a lot more to do, I think, with satisfying the environmental element in the Democratic base than it does with actually looking at the merits. It's been well studied. So I think in the end, the president gives in. I just think he's trying to keep political supporters happy until after November. We think he ought to do the right thing now, because, frankly, he's going to pay a political price for it either way. And I think sensible Democrats who, are pro-energy independence and pro-economic development look at this and say, why in the world aren't we moving ahead with a project that'll put Americans to work, that'll use American manufactured pipe, and will make the country more secure? It's a very hard position for the president to defend.
Others, I don't know if he has talked about this a lot, but I know a lot of Democrats have. They contend that Nebraska officials there couldn't get their act together on where the pipeline was going to be going. There were some environmental concerns that even Republican leaders in that state had issues with, and that's potentially what was holding things up. True or not true?
Well, I think largely not true, and they have gotten their act together and have an agreed upon route now. Although, you know, again, there's a lot of demagoguery around this. Oklahoma is probably got as much pipeline per square foot in it as any place else in the country, and we get our water out of an aquifer too. I mean, the state's got two large aquifers that underlie it. There's plenty of energy transported across Oklahoma right now. These things are not hard to do in an environmentally safe way. So, you know, I think a lot of the concern here has just been misplaced. But in any event, you know, there is an agreed upon route. We ought to be, you know, doing construction right now. And we are frustrating Canadians. I mean, they've made it very apparent to us that, you know, they worry that they don't know for sure that it'll be granted after November. So, again, from their standpoint, why shouldn't we just sign a deal with the Chinese and, you know, have this resource, move it across our country? They seem to think they can do it pretty safely in Canada and have an export market, not be so dependent upon an unreliable country, as they might think, as we appear to be in this instance. And, again, that's just not good. We can be energy independent in North America, but we have to have Canadian and we have to have Mexican help to achieve that goal. They've been good friends, good partners in many, many ways in this regard. And instead of building on that relationship, we're jeopardizing it, in my view. And just, again, all to satisfy a comparatively small part of the Democratic base. And by the way, at the expense of other parts of the Democratic base. I mean, again, plenty of construction unions think this is something that the country ought to be doing. And, you know, it's too bad the president's not listening to good advice from his own side of the aisle.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Obviously, there's a fierce debate about the specific merits of the Keystone Pipeline, but in a lot of ways, it's become kind of a larger symbol for the differences between the two parties in a lot of minds. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I think without question. Look, the president's gambled heavily on new energy sources, and look, we have a lot of wind energy in Oklahoma, and we certainly are interested in sage grass and other kinds of bio-renewables, so that's fine. But this has been the most hostile administration to carbon-based forms of energy in American history. And these are folks that are very much against coal, very much against oil, you know, pretty much less so against natural gas, but not helpful there. And the reality is, you know, we get more than 80% of our power from carbon-based sources, and well over 95 or 90 from, you know, non-renewable sources. So that's going to be the dominant part of our energy supply for as long as anybody alive is likely to live. So, you know, we have to learn how to deal with that. There's things you can do to make it cleaner and better, but we have the chance to be energy independent, not in the areas the president's pointed out, but actually in carbon-based energy. We ought to be taking advantage of that opportunity, and that's what this Keystone debate in essence is about. It's about whether or not we're going to use the carbon-based energy we have in this country and do the things that are necessary, or we're going to, you know, sort of continue to pursue things like Solyndra that cost a lot of money and are pretty dubious in terms of their economics.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, good to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole represents his state's 4th Congressional District. Oklahoma, as we mentioned before, a pivotal point in this proposed Keystone Pipeline, and we'll be watching the debate as it continues. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.